Blog Talk Radio. morning. Good morning to each and every person on the line this morning. We are so grateful that you have come this morning to be with us with joy and peace on this line this morning. So let me say a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what you're going to do and what you have done already, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise. We come to give you glory because it's not about us. So, God, as I go forth with this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father, let it touch minds and hearts around the world, dear Heavenly Father. Let somebody know, dear Heavenly Father, that they are chosen vessel of you, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know without a shadow of a doubt, dear Heavenly Father, it's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. It's being chosen, called salvation, and being a vessel for you, dear Heavenly Father, ready to be used. So we give you the praise today. And we give you the glory in the blessed name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, a chosen vessel of God. But the Lord said unto them, go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. God's chosen vessels are called to break new ground. God's chosen vessels are appointed a chosen task. God's chosen vessels must suffer for his name's sake. You do not choose me. He letting you know you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So today we are talking about a chosen vessel of God. When you think about that, the root and my tag words I'll be using throughout the broadcast today is vessel, chosen, call, and salvation. You know, the root of many problems in life of believers is the lack of knowledge concerning their identity and their ability. You know, Adam yielded to say, because he did not know who he was and what he was capable of doing. How many of you all out there today, do you know really who you are and what are you capable of doing? You know, it took another man, our Lord Jesus Christ, who knew his identity and his capability to restore to mankind what Adam had given away. No matter how hard the enemy tried to make Jesus doubt his identity as the Son of God, he failed because Jesus totally believed the Word of God. So how many of you all believe in the Word of God today? Oh, he done told you who you are. He done already validated you. So all you have to do is walk into what he have already called you to. You know, we make the sad mistake of waiting for man and woman to validate us when God have already told us who we were. It's not the fact that they may not help you along the way, but you need to know already what God called you to do and walk in the calling, being a chosen vessel. He chose you. Just like, you know, I'll give an example where a dog have had a litter of puppies, a kitten, and people come through and say, oh, I like this one, or I want that one. They are choosing out of the litter what they want. And that's what God have chosen you out of the litter to be a chosen vessel for him. You know, Jesus knew he was God's beloved son and did not yield to the enemy as Adam did when he doubted his identity. You know, as so many Christians nowadays, they don't want to look at the identity God has given them. They'd rather go with Bobo Sam Sausage Head and Mary Lou on everything else. But they really forget to focus on. I am a chosen vessel of God. God have already chosen me. He have called me. He have me in that vessel that's already anointed and appointed. You know, we have been chosen to have the Spirit of God. When we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and confess him as Savior and Lord, we are saved and receive a new spirit. He chose us when he became the perfect sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sin. And everyone who believed that Jesus is the Christ have been born of God. You'll find 1 John 5:1. When Christ took our place on the cross and paid the penalty for sin, he not only took our sins upon himself, he also made his righteousness available to us. Our sin separated him from his Father, and his righteousness brought us to him. He has not only reconciled us to God, but created a new spirit in us where the Holy Spirit can live. Our spirit has been made whole when God sees us. He sees Christ in us. You know, you letting your light shine when you leave home and you going out in the public wherever you go. Don't you know you still the vessel? You still the chosen one? You still the called one? You still have salvation? Because God have anointed and appointed you for such a time as this. Do we know who we are as saved believers? I'm asking you that question today. Do we believe that? As he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. You can go to 1 John 4:17 and read what that says. If not, how can we get to know who we are in him? We all know how we look physically, having spent a lot of time looking at our reflection in mirrors. Who has not looked into a mirror today? When you got up, you looked into the mirror, whether it was in your bedroom or your bathroom. It was a mirror. You saw exactly how you look. But did you go further within the spirit realm, in the discernment, and say, God, show me, who am I really? I want to move all the facade. I want to come from behind behind the mask, and show me. Show me what it is that you have me to do in this vessel. You know, the scripture tells us that we are spiritual beings who possess a soul and live in a body. To know who we really are mean, we have to take a look, our spirit. Oh, my. Did you get that? Not just your outward appearance, but the spirit God has on the inside of you. It's impossible to see our spiritual nature from our physical perspective. We can only do so from God's divine perspective by looking into God's mirror, the Word of God. In God's Word, we see our spiritual nature. And it is the spirit that should manifest in the physical. Our spiritual life from God's perspective is a life of fulfillment, a victory, a life of abundance, and a life of prosperity. God desired that we manifest the full stature of the man or woman. He has chosen us to be. He wants us to overcome life challenges, lead a successful life, and become a source of blessings to our generation. You know, as believers, our spirit have been renewed and made whole. However, we were used to doing a lot of things that was contrary to the Word of God. before our salvation. That is one of my tag words, salvation. And these habits do not just go away. We still rely on the flesh. Although we have been spiritually renewed, these habits have resulted in a mindset that act contrary to the Spirit of God. The only way to overcome the flesh is to renew our mind daily, you all. Not sometimes. Renew your mind daily, because God wake you up and your mind will be renewed if you want to renew daily. We renewed our mind by believing and depending on the Word of God. As we study, understand, and apply the Word of God, it will lead to a renewed of our minds and to total trust and obedience in the Word of God. When our minds are renewed, the effect will be evident in our lives. You know, it is only then that we will be able to physically manifest the life of Christ in our lives. We will love as Christ loved us and become a blessing to those around us as we share with them their need for salvation. I'm going to stick a pin in it right there. If anyone would like to say anything about this topic today, a chosen vessel of God, and my tag words, a vessel, chosen, call, and salvation, hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ was perfect in every area of his being, and demonstrated his perfect love for us by meeting our greatest need, our need for forgiveness. You know, we have to forgive. No matter what the situation, no matter who it is, we want forgiveness from God, so why can't we forgive the other person? To do this, Jesus had to pay a great price. It took the cross to reconcile us to God, for us to experience peace with God and the peace of God. You know, the cross is the highest demonstration of God's love. Jesus, who said that he loved us as his heavenly Father loves him, loved us more than his own life. We have a caller on the air. Let me bring them in. Hallelujah.
Good praise God, praise God.
On the air.
Praise God, good. Praise God. Giving honor to Lord Jesus Christ. I enjoy your topic. This is Co-Pastor Edna Tuff from Jehovah's Shalom International Ministries in Maryland. I just thank God, because 1 Peter 2:9 said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may be proclaimed the excellence of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we are called by God, and we are chosen. Even as Ephesians 1:4-5 says, just as he chosen us into him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy, blameless before him in the law of the destination of adoption as a son through Jesus Christ, according to the kind of intentions of his will. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are chosen. We are royal priesthood. We are holy nations. We are called by God. Hallelujah. So we are called by God to do what? Do the work of the Lord. Because guess what? The harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. We are called by God. So I thank God for that word. I thank God for that topic, because we are chosen. So now we got to do what God wants us to do. Amen? Thank God.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, caller from Maryland. Oh, I have another caller. Let me bring them on. Praise the Lord. The phone is lighting up. Just keep it coming. Keep it coming. Woo. You are not on the air, caller?
Amen. Good morning. Amen. I am really enjoying you this morning. Your topic talking about a chosen person. And, you know, I thought about children that are adopted and children that are born. When you are born, you didn't have a chance to choose who your parents were. But when you are adopted, amen, when you are adopted, you were chosen. You were the best one. You were the one selected by those parents. And
amen.
I thought about in Matthew 22:14 that says, many are called, but few are chosen. So we are, as the caller before me said, that we are royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. We don't know really how valuable we are. When you are chosen, many people have been called, but they were not chosen. And when you were chosen, you are valuable. That means God saw something in you that I can use you. You are part of this royal priesthood, and we are somebody special. God bless you.
Oh, amen, amen,
amen, amen, amen. Ooh, thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. You know, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You find that in Ephesians 1:3. All the blessings are spiritual and can be found in the Spirit. And if they are to be a benefit to us, then that is the place to be. If we want those blessings, you know, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You find that John 3:6. So the only way to contact our spirit is through the Spirit. The renewed mind acts according to the Word of God and is therefore spirit, enabled to draw the spiritual blessing into the physical world. You know, the renewing mind is our link between the spiritual supply and the physical need. You know, walking in the Spirit, believing God's word, and having the way of thinking that is in accordance with God's word, give us access to Christ, abundantly spiritually supplied. You know, when we need love, there is spiritual supply in our spiritual and in our spirit already. We only need to express it and draw on the supply that is already there. As chosen vessels of Christ, we believe the word of God and act on it. And we are still asking for those things that God said he has already given to us. You know what? I think I'll say that one again. We are still asking for things that God said he has already given to us, you all. Love manifests the presence of Christ, the hallmark of the chosen vessel of Christ. This love is not only loving those who love us, but also loving those who do not deserve our love. This is the best way to let the world see Christ through us. We have been so conditioned by the world that we cannot realize our full potential as a church because the spirit of God's love is missing in our lives. My. Christ has revealed who our Father is, but we are capable of doing when we love one another as Christ loved us. Anybody feel like just coming in, giving four words system on this today? If it's someone that haven't been on yet would like to talk, come right on. I'll bring you in on my switchboard. You know, when you demonstrate the love of Christ, we have somebody? All right. All right. You're not on, Carla.
You got on? We're talking about a chosen vessel. A chosen vessel is someone that God has orchestrated to demonstrate his majesty and his mercy and his grace. When we're chosen, we become a royal diadem that we are separated from the earthen activities, shall we say, or we're separated from the pouring out of religious dogma. We stand at the firmament attitude. We stand as a representative of Christ. We look like Jesus Christ. We smell like the earth should be resolved in the name of Jesus. We are a chosen, nominated, separate and apart from everything else other than the governorship of the Lord Jesus Christ. So being a chosen vessel is an honor. It represents purity. We represent the activities of time. We represent the forward motions of God's word. We represent the activities that all activities that would eliminate Satan's forces and present the word of God faultless before the throne of grace and life. So being a chosen vessel is an honor. It's also a purity. It's also building the kingdom of God here on earth, as well as taking the marrow of our bones when we leave the face of the earth. We still leave behind the Savior and the ammunition of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. You know, manifest the presence of Christ, and it's the hallmark of the chosen vessel of Christ. This not only loving those who love us, but also loving those who do not deserve our love. This is the best way to let the world see Christ through us. We have been so conditioned by the world that we cannot full potential as a church because the Spirit of God love is missing in our lives. You know, a reporter once observed the cleaning a destitute, poor, filthy person from the slum of Calcutta with her bare hands. He reminded, "I would not do that for $1 million. Neither would I," she replied. You know, here she was, but she did because of the love of Christ. How many of us go out in the course of a day and people tell her, "I wouldn't do that if I was you"? But if you got the love of Christ and God have sent you out there, you doing something to help somebody else, to better in somebody else's life, to bring somebody else up out the slump and the mock and the miry clay, you are a chosen vessel. And when we portray this love, we can impact the world. There is no person who will not positively respond to genuine love. Let us know our identity as chosen vessels of Christ so that we can realize our full potential and fulfill God's divine will concerning our life. Let us be blessed to others and through our love glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we're talking about a chosen vessel of God. And I'm going to go over some. I was going to do it for 30 minutes. But I'm going to go on a little bit more because I can do that. God, too, choose people. He chose one family in the Bible, Jacob, not Esau, to be a witness to the nation and eventually produce the Christ for the sake of every nation. He chose David, not one of his brothers, to be king of Israel. He chose Esther, a Jewish girl, became queen of the vast Persian Empire for such a time as this and saved the Jew from being exterminated. God chose Mary for the exalting honor of being Jesus' mother, and John the Baptist and Paul for their respectable work. The fact that the choosing of some is done suggested that others are unchosen, as I was saying. Do this mean that some people are born only to remain unalterate outside the reach of God's favor? No. Paul told the Romans, the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. If a person lives wickedly, does that reveal that God hasn't chosen them for that life? Is God fair? Since God is no respecter person, how does he choose some and leave others unchosen through no fault of their own? Or does he? Paul wrote to Ephesian church, God chose us in him, Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. Do the pronouns us and me in Paul's letter include me or exclude me? If I was irrevocable, unchosen before the foundation of the world, is there nothing I can do about it? And am I irreversible lost? It is one thing to be chosen and singled out for some specific role in the earthly unfolding of God's plan, such as Abraham, Moses, David, Esther, and others that was chosen for eternal salvation. That word salvation again is another separate choosing, for salvation from sin come only through the price paid for sin at Golgotha. You know, the choosing for salvation is recoupled things similar to choosing a mate in marriage. Every person is chosen for salvation. And the price to save even the worst offender is paid. And the term for a chosen person to receive the universal paid for gift place the saved person under the lordship of Jesus. The New Testament closed with the offer. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let one here say, come. And let the one who thirsty come. Let the one who wish take the water of life without cost. The entire human race was chosen to be invited to the Lamb's marriage feast. All the preparation have been made and the feast is ready. God have chosen and invited us. We too must choose. So today, I ask you, are you a chosen vessel of God? Are you doing what God have required and asked you to do and told you to do? Think about it. I think about all day, all morning, before my broadcast, I've been getting calls from different ministers to pray with me, to give me some insight on things through the Holy Ghost. I'm giving you a testimony on a chosen vessel of God this morning. I even had the chaplain to call me, and I haven't been into the prison for 2 years. He's been sending me emails that I have never received. So he called me finally for me to look at the schedule and see when do I want to come back in to start ministering to the men. I know I was chosen for that. So are you chosen? Those are one of the things. So are you chosen? Are you doing what God called you to do? Or are you out listening to Bobo, Sam, Sausage Head, Mary Sue, Jimmy John? But are you listening to God? So today, a chosen vessel of God. He'll let you know if you was chosen. You know without a shadow of a doubt. You don't have to go and ask nobody. If he told you who you were, you walk in that authority. You walk with your head up. You walk with divine appointment. See, he told Sadie who she was. Sadie didn't have to go to nobody. Sadie told them who she was. And Sadie walking in the authority as an apostle, as he told me I am. Now, those that have a problem with it, I'm sorry. But I'm going to do what God say do. Now, they either going to get on with me and help me, or they going to move around. Do you know what you was chosen to do? Some people was chosen to sing. Some people wasn't. Some people was chosen to speak and to write. Everybody wasn't. Everybody has something on the inside that God have called them to do. So today, my last words to anybody that would like to come on before we go off for today, we are having last-minute words. Anybody that's been on already or anybody that would like to come on that have not been on would like to say something on a chosen vessel of God. Now is the time to speak. I'll turn it over to anybody that would like to say some words today before we close out the broadcast. Well, I've enjoyed those that came on. One dropped off. But I thank God for those that spoke today. God bless you. A special blessing upon your life. And those that didn't say anything, they just wanted to listen today. But I hope they can give me some insight on a chosen vessel of God. Even if they didn't want to speak on the line, God is still good. So as we get ready to close the broadcast, I actually invite each and every one of you all to call others and have them come on next week. We'll have another exciting topic, whatever God give me to speak on for next week. That's what I'll do. So I'll give a prayer as we close in the air. You know, my cliche is not in the Bible, but I always tell you for 15 years, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love each and every one of you all for coming on, making this broadcast what it is today. I could not have done it without you all. God touched your heart to come on this morning, and I really appreciate it. So until next week, I want y'all to have a wonderful week. Be blessed, be careful, be safe. And until next week, from joy and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.